Excuse me, who was the woman that came to their house every day?
Calpurnia.
And what about Boo?
What about Boo?
Don't you feel really
I think
good?
That Boo Radley is one of the most interesting characters in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mom, tell me more about Livia.
She killed everybody else, or some Tiberius could inherit the throne. Just like Nixon. It's awful drama. The same stories. Shakespeare, you know, like those plays we would see in the old glow. Anita?
Hey, Mom.
Want some D?
No, thanks. I already ate.
Are you sure? I made soy cutlets.
I'm fine. I already ate.
Wait. You've been kissing.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. I can tell.
You can't tell.
Not only can I tell, I know who it is. It's Daryl. What you got under your coat?
It's unfair that we can't listen to our music.
Because it is about drugs and promiscuous sex.
Simon and Garfunkel is poetry.
Yes, it's poetry. It is the poetry of drugs and promiscuous sex. Honey, they're on pot.
First it was butter. Then it was sugar and white flour. Bacon, eggs, bologna, rock and roll, motorcycles. Then it was celebrating Christmas on a day in September when you knew it wouldn't be commercialized. What else are you gonna ban?
Honey, you want to rebel against knowledge. I'm trying to give you the cliff notes on how to live life in this world.
We're like nobody else I know.
I'm a college professor. Why can't I teach my own kids?
Use me. Daryl says that you use knowledge to keep me down. He says I'm a yes person and you are trying to raise us in a no environment.
Well, clearly, no is a word Daryl doesn't hear much.
I can't live here! I hate you! Even William hates you!
I don't hate her.
You do hate her. You don't even know the truth.
Sweetheart, don't be a drama queen.
Frick you!
Hey!
This is a house of lies!
There it is. Your sister used the F word.
I think she said feck.
What's the difference?
The letter U. I was so much younger than everyone else.
Enjoy it while you can.
Mom, it's time.
Can this wait till we get home?
Mom, pull over. Tell him the truth. Tell him how old he is.
He knows how old he is.
The other kids make fun of him because of how young he looks. Nobody includes him. They call him the narc behind his back.
They do?
What's a narc?
A narcotics officer.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Come on, you guys. It's no big deal. I'm 12. She skipped me a grade. Big deal. I'm a year younger. They're 13. I'm 12. Aren't I?
I also put you in first grade when you were 5 and I never told you.
So I'm how old?
You're 11.
11?
So you skipped fifth grade. There's too much padding in the grades. I taught elementary school.
11! This explains so much.
You've robbed him of an adolescence.
Adolescence is a marketing tool.
Honey, I know you were expecting puberty, but you're just gonna have to shine it on for a little while.
Who needs a crowd? Who put such a high premium on being typical? You're unique.
Take those extra years and do what you want. Go to Europe for a year. Take a look around. See what you like.
Follow your dream. You'll still be the youngest lawyer in the country. Your dad was so proud of you. He knew that you were a phenomenally accelerated child.
What about me?
You are rebellious and ungrateful of my love.
This song explains why I'm leaving home to become a stewardess.
We can't talk. We have to listen to rock music.
I love you. One day, you'll be cool. Look under your bed. It'll set you free.
What's the plan? You're 18 and I can't stop you. She'll be back. not soon.
Theory for you to disregard completely. Music, you know, true music, not just rock and roll, it chooses you. You know, it lives in your car or alone, listening to your headphones, with vast scenic bridges and angelic choirs in your brain. You know, it's a place apart from the vast, benign laugh of America.
Quite an honor to have the world's greatest rock critic and editor of Cream magazine back home in San Diego for a few days. Lester Bangs.
The Doors? Or Jim Morrison? He's a drunken buffoon, posing as a poet.
I like The Doors.
Give me the guess who. Come on, they got the courage to be drunken buffoons, which makes them poetic. Give me some white light, white heat. Iggy Pop! Amen! I just put this on. This isn't on your playlist either.
I think it's a little bit early for that.
Not for me.
Okay, well, that was Lester Bangs. This is Alice Wisdom, and here's Iggy Pop.
So you're the kid who's been sending me those articles from the school newspaper.
Yeah. I've been doing some stuff for a local underground paper also.
Hey, what do you like, the star of your school?
They hate me.
Yeah. You'll meet them all again on their long journey to the middle. You know, your writing is damn good. It's just a shame you missed out on rock and roll. It's over.
Over?
It's over. I mean, you got here just in time for the death rattle. Last gasp. Last grope.
At least I'm here for that.
Yeah, what do you type on?
Smith Corona Galaxus Deluxe.
Hey, you like Lou Reed?
The early stuff. In his new stuff, he's trying to be Bowie. He should just be himself.
Take drugs?
No.
Smart kid. I used to speed. You know, and sometimes a little cough syrup. I'll stay up all night writing and writing. I mean, like 25 pages, a dribble. You know, about the faces of Coltrane. You know, just to fucking write. All right, it's been nice to meet you. Yeah, keep sending me your stuff. I just can't stand here all day talking to my many fans.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, because once you go to L.A., you're going to have friends like crazy, but they're going to be fake friends. You know, they're going to try to corrupt you. You know, and you got an honest face, and they're going to tell you everything. But you cannot make friends with the rock stars.
Go for it.
He's going to be a true journalist. No, rock journalist. First, you never get paid much. But you will get free records from the record company. Fucking nothing about you that is controversial, man. God, it's going to get ugly, man. They're going to buy you drinks. You're going to meet girls. They're going to try to fly you places for free, offer you drugs. And I know it sounds great. These people are not your friends. You know, these are people who want you to write sanctimonious stories about the genius of rock stars. And they will ruin rock and roll and strangle everything we love about it. Right? And then it just becomes an industry of cool. I mean, I'm telling you, you're coming along at a very dangerous time for rock and roll. And that's why I think you should just turn around, go back, you know, and be a lawyer or something. I can tell from your face that you won't. I can give you $35. Give me 1,000 words on Black Sabbath.
An assignment?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to make your reputation on being honest and unmerciful.
Honest, unmerciful.
Yeah, if you get into a jam, you can call me. I stay up late.
Look at this. An entire generation of Cinderella's. And there's no slipper coming.
You want to get high? You want to get high?
All I have to do is listen. That's what Lester Bell said.
Well, I know this is a hobby.
You have right here at 11 o'clock sharp. To get lost, use the family whistle. Good luck. Yes.
Don't take drugs!
Not on the list.
Sir, I'm a journalist. Here's a copy
You're
of the magazine.
You're not on the list. Go to the top of the ramp with the other girls.
Who are you with?
Me? I'm with myself.
No, who are you with? What band?
Oh, I'm here to interview Black Sabbath. I'm a journalist. I'm not a, you know.
You're not a what? You're not a what?
Not a groupie.
Oh!
We are not groupies.
This is Penny Lane, man. Show some respect.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
She used to run a school for Band-Aids.
We don't have intercourse with these guys. We inspire the music. We're here because of the music.
You know, she was the one who changed everything. She was the one who said, no more sex. No more exploiting our bodies and our hearts.
Right, right.
Just blowjobs and that's it.
It's all happening!
It's all happening!
It's all happening! Penny!
You can stab us! I think I saw Sapphire in there. Does anybody remember?
this one.
Look at Opie.
Oh, he's with
us. Travel around.
I'll tell you where Opie is.
I'll take care of
him. If I can.
I'm a journalist. I write for Cream Magazine.
Oh, the enemy, a rock writer.
Right. Well, I'd like to interview you or somebody from your band.
Look, I'm sorry, but could you please fuck off?
We play for the fans, not the critics.
Freddy! Russell, Jeff, Ed, Larry, I really love your band. I think the song Fever Dog is a big step forward for you guys. And you guys producing it yourselves instead of Glyn Johns, that was the right thing to do. And Russell, the guitar sound is incendiary. Incendiary. Way to go.
Well, hey, man, don't stop there.
Yeah, I'm incendiary too, man.
Come on.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Freddy? He's with us. Come on this way, bro.
He's not on your list.
Here's the list of people who do buy, all right?
Hey!
Some people have a hard time explaining rock and roll. I don't think anyone can really explain rock and roll. Maybe Pete Townsend. But that's okay. Rock and roll is a lifestyle and a way of thinking. And it's not about money and popularity, although some money would be nice. But it's a voice that says, here I am, and fuck you if you can't understand me. And one of these people is going to save the world. And that means that rock and roll can save the world, all of us together. And the chicks are great. But what it all comes down to is that thing. The indefinable thing when people catch something from your music. What I'm talking about is... Wait, what am I talking about?
The buzz.
The buzz. And the chicks, the whatever, is an offshoot of the buzz. Like you saying you like Fever Dog. That is the fucking buzz.
Thanks. I got in with Stillwater.
Oh, Stillwater. Now, mysterious. How old are you?
18.
Me too. How old are we really?
17.
Me too.
Actually, I'm 16.
Me too. Isn't it funny? The truth just sounds different.
I'm 15. What's your real name?
I'll never tell.
The enemy!
Russell!
Yes.
Hey. This is Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, Russell Penn.
Pleasure.
Penny Lane, like the song.
Yes.
L.A.?
Be at the Riot House all week.
Riot House?
Yeah. The Continental Hyatt House?
It's on Sunset Strip.
Oh, yeah, right, Sunset Strip. Yeah.
Well, tell your friend, Miss Penny Lane,
hi,
to call me. Tell her it ain't California without her. We want her around like last summer. Say it just like that.
Got it. Got it.
I'm under Harry Houdini.
Come on, let's blow this bird.
The enemy. Come up to L.A. We'll talk some more.
Bye. Later, Jeff. Alexia. See you, Dick. Scully. Ed. See you, Mick. Greg. Yeah, later, guys.
Bye, L.C.
Bye. Hey, Red Dog. Red Dog. I'll see you later, man. The wheel.
Frosty.
Ainsworth. Ainsworth. I'll see you around, man. Penny.
Hey, hey.
Penny.
Hey, cool.
I just missed Russell. He said he's at the Riot House all week in Peter Holland. He's under the name Harry Houdini. You know about the Riot House, right?
I think I've heard of it.
Right, well, he had a message. He said, tell her it's not California without you. We want you around like last summer. No, no, he said, tell her it ain't California without you. We want
I
you around.
I get this.
Right. So, how well do you guys know each other?
Oh.
Call me if you need a rescue. We live in the same city.
I think I live in a different world.
Speaking of the world, I've made a decision. I'm going to live in Morocco for 1 year. In the crowd. Do you want to come?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You sure?
Ask me again.
Do you want to come?
Yes. Yes.
Gotta call me.
Okay. It's all happening. It's all happening.
You all right?
Yeah. Yeah, great. And it's not about money and popularity. Chicks are great, right?
Keep the small bills on the outside and call me if anyone gets drunk.
I will call you if anyone anywhere gets drunk.
Good.
And don't take drugs.
Uh-huh, very funny. See, sense of humor. Funny joke. Have fun at the dance. I'm glad you're making friends.
Mom, stay.
Okay.
Love you.
Tell the girls, never take it seriously. If you never take it seriously, you never get hurt. If you never get hurt, you always have fun. And if you ever get lonely, you just go to the record store and visit your friends.
So you and Russell...
No! Russell has a girlfriend. And I can't even say her name.
Mr. Robert Plant signed my t-shirt 5 days ago. He appeared.
Please don't smear it. But 5 minutes ago, he touched this pen.
This isn't Zeppelin's pen.
Right, I picked that up.
He tours with him, but not, you know, with them.
Yeah, there are five more now.
There's no bigger Zeppelin fan than this.
Dear,
very close friend of Lester Bang.
William. Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen! At this time, please extinguish all smoking materials, for the captain has turned on the no smoking sign. Your seats and tray tables should be locked in their full upright position. De montre également comment faire usage au masque au oxygen. That was it.
One in which she pretends she doesn't care about him. In which he pretends he doesn't care about her, but he goes right for her. Act 3, in which it all plays out the way she planned it. She'll eat him alive.
We've got to stop them.
Stop them? You were her excuse for coming here. I need ice.
William Miller.
This is he.
William, this is Ben Fong Torres. I'm the music editor at Rolling Stone magazine.
We got a couple copies of your stories from the San Diego Door.
Is this the same William Miller?
Yes, it is.
Voice of God, howling dogs, the spirit of rock and roll. This is good solid stuff, man.
Well, thanks.
Oh, thanks, thanks.
Listen, I think you should be writing for us. Any ideas?
How about Stillwater?
Stillwater. Hardworking band makes good. New album out, their third. Starting to do something. Crazy.
Let's do 3,000 words. We'll join the band on the road.
We'll set up billing. Don't let the band pay for anything.
We can only pay, let me see,
3,000 words. $700. All right, $1,000.
What's your background, William?
Are you a journalism major?
Yeah.
What college?
Honey, I need you to do that thing that fixes the garbage disposal.
Well, I certainly know how my lady gets when you don't snap to it.
Crazy.
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 Stillwater?
Beware, beware of Rolling Stone magazine, because they will change your story, they'll rewrite it, you know, turn it into swill.
But besides that, what would be wrong with it?
You got starry eyes, my friend. Look, let's do the story. Who cares? You know, it'll be good for you. Remember this, don't do it. To make friends with people who are trying to use you to further the big business desire, glorify worthless rock stars like Stillwater. You know, don't let those swill merchants rewrite you.
Swill merchants, that's good.
Yeah, swill merchants. Now, what are you listening to?
Stillwater.
Stillwater. You kids doing drugs.
No, 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 no. More than 4 days, and I want you to give me a phone number where you are every minute. I want you to call me twice a day, and you do not miss more than one test. And no drugs.
No, this is a big mistake.
Russell.
Excuse me. I was wondering if maybe we could find some time to talk when we get to Phoenix.
I want to interview everybody separately, and I thought we'd start with just you and me.
Absolutely.
Because I've got a thing in a couple days.
We'll figure out something better later. Enjoy the ride.
Keep playing that song.
All right, miss.
Hey, come by in a few minutes. We'll do that interview. All right?
Sure.
Is this Mr. Miller?
Yeah.
Do you have a message from Elaine?
Your mother?
She's a handful.
I know.
She freaked me out.
I'm worried, man.
No,
you can trust him. He's a fan.
But it's Rolling Stone. He looks harmless, but he does represent the magazine that trashed Layla, broke up Cream, ripped every album Led Zeppelin ever made. Don't forget the rules, man. This little shit is the enemy. He writes what he sees.
I don't get into a room and take a rally. You've got to help me.
Although it would be cool to be on the cover.
Son and Kurt from Bad Company is by the pool.
Housekeeping.
Should I come by later?
Yes, I'm in too truthful a mood.
Maybe that's a good thing.
No way!
You okay?
Yeah.
Go away!
Don't worry, come to the radio interview tonight.
Go away!
It's so rude.
Pronto?
Can I speak with William, please?
He's still down in the bar with the band. They just got back from the radio station. Is this Marianne with the pot? Hello?
No. This is not Marianne with the pot. This is Elaine. His mother. Could you give William a message for me, please?
Tell him to call home immediately, and also tell him...
I know what's going on.
All right, okay. But I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to stand by it. You should be really proud of him. Because I know men, and I'll bet you do too. And he respects women, and he likes women. And let's just pause and appreciate a man like that. And you created him out of thin air. You know, you raised him right. He's having a great time. He's doing a good job. And don't worry, he's still a virgin. And we're all looking out for him. You know? That's more than I've ever even said to my own parents. So there you go. This is a maid speaking, by the way.
Russell, so what is it you love about music?
Sit that thing off for a second, man. I'll tell you the truth, all right? Look, I trust you, so I'm just going to lay this right on. Just make us look cool.
I will quote you warmly and accurately.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. You see, some of us, we got girlfriends back home, you know? Some of us have wives. And some of the people that you meet on the road are really amazing people. Like you. Yeah. But some of the stuff that happens, it's good for a few people to know about, as opposed to, say, a million people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, see, I grew up with these guys. I can't play all that I can play. I'm past them as musicians, but the more popular we get, the bigger their houses get, the more responsibilities, the pressure, you know. Harder gets for me to walk out on them. What am I doing? I am telling secrets to the one guy you don't tell secrets to.
No, we'll do the interview tomorrow.
Okay. So tonight it's friends. We trust you.
My band safety ever.
Well, fuck you, man. I'm gonna report you to every promoter in this country. I'm gonna talk to Pluck. What is that? What are you, Bruce Lee? Lock the gate. Hey,
go through the fucking gate.
This is your last fucking tour, man. Lock the gates on these fuckheads. Where's my goddamn car?
William, I forgot to tell you. Your mom called. She said you gotta call home immediately. And she says to tell you, I know what's going on. So I'll see you guys in Topeka, okay?
Man, high school girls.
God damn.
Let it go, fellas. Let it go, mate.
Yeah, why don't we get into Topeka, man?
You're a sick individual, isn't it?
Damn, wake up, man. Look at all these fucking tasty looking high school girls.
You can't stop the bus every time you see a girl in shorts.
Hey, when we go to Morocco, I think we should wear completely different clothes and be completely different people.
What will our names be?
Think of Russell.
I like him, but that's between us, because I am a professional.
You're coming to Cleveland, right?
Oh, no. No. I have to get my interview with Russell before Greenville. And you've got to help me, okay?
Here's the thing about Russell. He's my last project. I only do this for a very few people, and I think we should do it together. All the guys are good, but he could be great.
What's your real name?
Ah!
leaving me behind! I'm only the fucking lead singer!
You told me you would tell me where you were every minute. You told me you would call me twice a day. You told me you wouldn't miss any more than one test. Not even one test.
Mom,
where are you?
Right now, Topeka. Then Greenville, then home.
What about graduation? We had an agreement, William.
I'm sorry. I didn't call you yesterday.
I guess I just miss you, and I don't understand why I've driven my two kids so far away from me.
By all practical rules, don't I get you for another 3 years?
Was that not fun?
Yes.
William! This is Beth from Denver. She's one of the legendary original Band-Aids. She's clairvoyant. Oh, I can't read your mind or anything. I mean, I pick up things here and there. Estrella says hi. She says I can stay in your room.
Sure.
Great. I've got some hydroponic pot. Wow, your aura is really fantastic.
Hey.
I think it's just beautiful.
I love
purple.
You.
I missed the last thing you said.
Your aura is purple.
I love you.
What?
Purple. It's purple.
Oh, what?
Your aura is purple.
I miss you and I love you.
I love you.
Fire away. I'm ready.
You have to be depressed to write a sad song. You have to be in love to write a love song. Is a song better if it really happened to you? Like Love Thing. Where did you write that? Who is it about?
When did you get so professional?
Gentlemen, your first t-shirts have arrived.
Yes!
The record company's mistake, and they will pay. T-shirts are gone. Band happy, all right?
Can we just skip the vibe and go straight to us laughing about this?
Yeah, okay.
Because I can see by your face you want to get into it.
How can you tell? I'm just one of the out-of-focus guys.
Here.
Take it.
Let's take a good look at it, all right? See, you love this t-shirt. It lets you say everything you want to say.
Well, it speaks pretty loudly to
it's
me.
It's a t-shirt. Do you give a shit about a t-shirt?
I'm just hungry, man. Let's just go out and find some barbecue or something.
Look, I'm always going to tell you the truth. From the very beginning, we said I'm the front man and you're the guitarist with Mystique. That's the dynamic we agreed on. Paige, Plant, Mick, Keith, but somehow it's all turning around. We have got to control what's happening. There's a responsibility here.
Excuse me, but didn't we all get into this to avoid responsibility?
I can't say any more with the writer here.
No. You can trust him. Say what you want. He won't write it.
Look, I work as hard or harder than anybody on that stage. You know what I do? I connect. I get people off. I look for the one guy who isn't getting off, and I make him get off. Actually, that you can print. And yet, why do I always end up feeling like I'm a joke to you? Look, you want to pretend this isn't going to be a very big band? Well, it is! You call yourself a leader of this band, but your direction allowed this t-shirt when you allowed Dick to manage us. Because he's your friend. Don't you see, man? The t-shirt is everything.
All right, is it my turn now? Because I think we should, for once, say what we really mean.
Oh, this is the part where you quit.
Right, I'm so predictable.
Deal with it. And let me just say what nobody else wants to
say.
What? Your looks have become a problem. All right, okay, enough. Break it up. Everyone out of the room for 5 minutes. Hey!
Yeah, William, sorry.
Come on, man. Come on. Let's go find something real.
From here on out, I'm only interested in what is real. Real people, real feelings. That's it. That's all I'm interested in from here on out. You're real.
Thanks.
You know all about us, and I don't know shit about you. Tell me, what's your family like?
My dad died of a heart attack. And my sister believes that my mom is so intense that she had to escape our family. And they can't seem to find a way to get through it. I mean, they don't even speak to each other anymore. Plus, she gave me all her albums, and now she's a stewardess? It's good to talk about. Really good. But here I am, telling secrets to the one guy you're not supposed to tell your secrets to.
You're Russell. You Stillwater.
Sure, you.
Well, yeah, on my better days, I'm Russell from Stillwater.
Hey, you want to go to a party with me at my friend Aaron's house? I mean, I know you're a big rock star and all, but do you want to hang with some good people looking to have a good time? We're just real Topeka people, man.
You're more important than all the silly machinery. Silly machinery, and you know it! In 11 years, it's gonna be 1984, man. Think about that.
Want to see me feed a mouse to my snake?
Yes.
Russell, we should probably get back with the others.
Oh, it's over, Daddy. Hey. There's a house in the beer that's in the red car. That's cool.
Check it out.
Please, don't give him any more acid.
Thank you.
Dick, I got it. He's okay. He is on acid, though. I can't really tell. How do you know when it's kicked in?
I am a golden god! Yeah! 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 I am a golden god!
Hey, Russell, don't jump!
And you can tell Rolling Stone magazine that my last words were... I'm on drugs! Yeah!
Should work on those last words.
Okay. Oh, I got it. This is better. Last words. I dig music. Yeah. Woo! I'm on drugs.
Just come on down, and we'll go back to the hotel.
Okay.
Jump!
Jump!
bunch of whimpering pussies.
Oh, the band's over.
This is my family now.
That's right.
Let's just ride on down to Greenville. We'll listen to some great music. We'll finish the tour, and we'll leave those ungrateful fools behind. And we'll come back here, where you'll live.
That sounds good. Yeah, we share a basement.
Yeah. I see what you're doing.
And I like it.
Come on.
I got it, man.
Excuse my kids.
Look at him. He's taking notes with his eyes.
How do we know you're not a cop? Huh? Oh, the enemy?
Easy.
Stop fucking looking at me.
Easy. Easy. Don't worry. He only means half what he says.
But you have.
Dick, just help me get my interview.
I have to go home, Dick.
Dick, I have to go home.
Look, you saved the tour, and that's good enough for now, right? Come on, big fella. Let's go.
I hurt the flower.
Did you, man?
You hurt the flower. That's nice.
Come on the bus.
Ladies and gentlemen, the evening is over. We hope you all enjoyed yourselves, and we'll see you all again in 1974. Good evening!
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seems for sort of bang.
Sixth sense, intuition. When you meet someone, you suddenly feel like you can't live without them. This could be the memory of a past love from the collective unconscious. Or it could just be hormones. I'm sorry, I can't concentrate. Rock stars have kidnapped my son.
Lester, Rolling Stone is calling me. I don't have my tea interview. I don't know what to say. Days are just going by out here.
You're flipping out. It's good. All right. This is how you blow their minds. He's going to ask you, this is Ben Funk Stories, right?
Yeah.
He's going to ask you how the story's going, and this is what you do. Tell him, you know, it's a think piece. About a mid-level band struggling with their own limitations in the harsh face of stardom.
Harsh.
He'll wet himself.
I'm bored.
That's okay. That's the flower of the kid.
Whoa! Hold on. Hold on. Wait, I should leave. I think things are going backwards for me.
Backwards?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe we could hang out, you know, do some stuff back home, like regular stuff. Get to know each other a little bit better, and then I'd see you pee. I mean, you know, that's just the way I usually do it.
You're one of us. If you come to Cleveland, Bowie's going to be at Swingo's, the greatest hotel in America, and I'll introduce you to him and his security guard, Dennis.
Don't you have any regular friends?
Famous people are just more interesting.
Well, I would be worried that they were using me.
Boy, if this was the real world...
Not that anybody's using you. No, hold on. I'm not famous, but...
The time has come.
Did Russell call?
Give flower.
Oh, be my star.
No.
Phantom girl.
Stop. We're talking. No. No.
Okay. No.
Guys, come on. I have to write.
No.
This is Ben Fong Torres calling from Rolling Stone.
Hi, Ben Fong Torres from Rolling Stone.
Hello, Ben.
William Miller, this is your editor at Rolling Stone. How's the story?
I'm getting good stuff out here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Man, I need some...
Now listen! Get it together, man. We're both professionals here, okay? I don't need to tell you this. You're not out there to join the party. We already have one Hunter Thompson. You're out there to interview and to report. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't Cream Magazine. This is Rolling Stone. We need this story in 4 days. Now, I want to know how it's shaping up.
It's a think piece about a mid-level band struggling with their own limitations in the harsh face of stardom.
That's great.
I like what we're saying. Let me try and get you 1,000 more words. Now, it's in consideration for the cover, but don't tell the band. The cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Crazy.
Crazy.
Some coffee.
Me too. Greenville is so boring. You know... any other city in the world, and you'd still be a virgin.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What?
I've never written anything more than a few pages in my whole life.
Don't worry, baby, you will.
I gotta find Russell.
Oh, will you take the laundry?
Take the laundry? What am I to you? Huh? Tell me right now. What am I to you?
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind signing for this?
Good morning.
All I can wait for hours.
Ready?
Please go the fuck away!
I'm fine. I'm gonna fly back Monday morning. No. I'll only miss one test.
I'll be back for graduation.
Well, you're a slave to the groove. You can't help it.
Russell.
Hey, Mom. It's Russell Hammond. I play guitar in Stillwater. Hey, how does it feel to be the mother of the greatest rock journalist we've met?
Ow!
Hello?
Look, you got a great kid here. There's nothing to worry about. We're taking good care of him, and you should come to the show sometime.
Hey,
join the circus.
Hey, listen to me, mister. Your charm doesn't work on me. I'm on to you. Oh, of course you like him.
Well, yeah.
He worships you people. And that's fine by you as long as he helps make you rich.
Rich? I don't think so.
Listen to me. He's a smart, good-hearted, 15-year-old kid with infinite potential. This is not some Aiden-wearing mother you're speaking to. I know all about your Valhalla decadence, and I shouldn't have let him go. He's not ready for your world of compromised values and diminished brain cells that you throw away like confetti. Am I speaking to you clearly?
Yes, ma'am.
If you break his spirit, harm him in any way, keep him from his chosen profession, which is law, something you may not value, but I do, you will meet the voice at the other end of this telephone, and it will not be pretty. Do we understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't ask for this role. But I'll play it. Now go do your best. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Goethe said that it's not too late for you to become a person of substance, Russell. Please get my son home safely. You know, I'm glad we spoke.
Tongue and bung, it sounds like lots of fun. Once you get on my back for a piggyback ride. Get on my back for a piggyback ride.
Your mom kind of freaked me out. She means well.
From Troy, Michigan!
Is there a cure for the young man's broken blues? And he said,
when you play a great show like tonight.
Okay, I need everyone's attention, please. Girls, I need 5 minutes with the band alone. Right, well, seems the rumors are true. The record company has sent a big-time manager here to try and talk you into replacing me. His name is Dennis Hope. I know you've all heard of him. He's got all the big bands, and he's outside right now, and he wants 5 minutes with you. And, well, I think we've got to do this.
We'll send him in.
Yeah, bring him in. We'll send him out on a rail.
All right.
Hey, we'll just finish the interview in Maryland. You can fly home from Maryland, all right?
Hi.
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 Hey, we've already got a manager, man. He's been with us from the beginning.
Respectfully. We all have our roots. I believe in bands holding on to their roots. Those roots need to be augmented. Your manager here needs a manager. Example? If you hadn't run out on your contract in Phoenix, we could have sued over Russell's hand. But you left, negating the contract, forfeiting the deposit. You effectively traveled a long way to pay that promoter to electrocute you. Okay, your damages have put you way in the hole for this tour. Right now, you owe the record company more than you got. But your record's selling. There's money to be made. So I brought a plane in. We could add more shows to make up the difference, respectfully.
We travel by bus.
Doris is the soul of this band. That bus has been our home since we were the Jeff Beebe Band. No way.
Hey, man, I travel on a pogo stick if I thought we could make more money. You could play more dates with the plane.
Well, it's not about money. It's about playing music and turning people on.
Yep, clearly. Respectfully.
But why should we pay you for something we can't do ourselves?
Do you know how to keep from getting charged for the ice below the floorboards at Chicago Stadium? Do you know how to do a headlining tour? Do you know how to get a record not pressed, but played? You gotta take what you can, when you can, while you can, and you gotta do it now. That's what the big boys do. Because if you think Mick Jagger will still be out there trying to be a rock star at age 50, you're sadly, sadly mistaken. I didn't invent the rainy day, man. I just own the best umbrella.
I'm telling you, you're coming along at a very dangerous time for rock and roll. The war is over. They won. They will ruin rock and roll and strangle everything we love about it.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows.
Russell Hammond here.
Hey, the enemy.
Hey,
welcome to the Road Manager Poker Party. Yeah, hey. It's been going on for 2 years.
This is Mick, he's with the Boom.
Hey, doing?
It's Raymond, he's with the Eagles. It's Reds, he's with Humble Pie. I think you know Red Dog.
Hey, brother!
We've been developing this system of poker over the years, so you can play it in any condition.
Any.
I'm in.
All right. Side proposition to the winner.
Oh.
For $50 and a case of Heineken,
I'll throw into the pot three lovely ladies, including Miss Penny Lane, the famous band-aids, who have to leave the tour before New York. Russ, is that okay with you?
Russ is getting soft on us.
Is that okay?
Okay.
It's a deal. Show them. Three lovely ladies in the custody of Humble Pie. Be good to them, Reg.
All right, so we owe you $50 and a case of Heineken.
Yeah.
All right. And you know how I know this is good stuff?
How's that?
This is from Crosby.
Is that Crosby?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's from Crosby.
Oh. Oh.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Look, nobody's feelings are getting hurt here. She already knows that Leslie's coming to New York tomorrow. Everybody understands. This is the circus. Everybody's trying not to go home. Nobody's saying goodbye. Quit looking at me like that.
You think you can fool me? I can read you. I know what you're thinking.
What's that?
You're worried about me and Russell.
Yeah, I gotta work on that.
You're so sweet. God, if there was more of you in him.
Don't tell me this stuff. I want to like him.
Did you miss a test or something?
You have no idea.
I know I'm not on the plane. I'm not going on some other band's bus. I could go with the Stillwater Road crew, but that would be pathetic. And the girls are all going with Humble Pie. So if you could find out from Russell...
Penny?
Forget it. I'm flying to New York myself. I've got a bunch of partial tickets. I know his ex-wife, current girlfriend thing...
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
What are you saying? What are you talking about? Did Russell say something?
No. No, I don't know anything.
Well, I know he wants me there.
Wake up! Don't go to New York.
Why are you yelling at me?
I thought we were going to Morocco. There is no Morocco. There's never been a Morocco. There's not even a Penny Lane. I don't even know your real name.
If I ever met a man in the real world who looked at me the way you just looked at me...
When and where does this real world occur? I mean, I am really confused here. All these rules and all these sayings and nicknames.
Honey, you're too sweet for rock and roll.
Sweet? Where do you get off? Where do you get sweet? I am dark and mysterious and pissed off, and I could be very dangerous to all of you. I am not sweet, and you should know that about me. I am the enemy.
Look, you should be happy for me. You don't know what he says to me in private. Maybe it is love, as much as it can be for somebody...
Who sold you to Humble Pie for $50 and a case of beer? I was there. I was there.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
What kind of beer?
Welcome to New York!
It's okay to be nervous. You should be nervous.
All you can do is be yourself and leave a pint of blood on that stage.
Hey, William, we showed you America. Did everything to get you laid.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
vehicle is stopped. Air conditioning's on. And by the way, you look stunning.
Okay, see you later.
All right, Barton, five. Call people for the party at six.
William? Vic, it's all happening. They're here. Zeppelin are here. They are here. They're at the plaza. Sapphire and Miss Penny Lane are there too. They're all staying under the name Emily Rudberg.
Wait, Penny Lane is here?
Emily Rudberg.
William Miller. Sir, you have an urgent call.
Hello.
Hello. This is Jan Winter, publisher of Rolling Stone. Congratulations, it's going to be a cover. Annie Leibovitz will shoot him next week in L.A., but we are going to need you back in San Francisco tomorrow. We can finish the story here. Okay, talk to Ben.
You can tell the band. Allison, our fact checker, needs you to transmit whatever you have of the story tonight, now, along with your notes. There's a mojo at the Daily News they'll let us use.
A mojo?
A mojo. It's a very modern machine that transmits pages over the telephone. It only takes 18 minutes a page.
Guys, I have some good news.
I don't know why, though. Every guy I hear.
Oh, guys.
Robinson,
guys. You're going to be on the cover of Rolling Stone. Are you serious? The cover of Rolling Stone. And we made it together. And they don't just put somebody with one little hit on the cover of Rolling Stone fucking magazine, man! Damn it, I'm going to enjoy this. When I first bought the magazine, the Beatles were on the cover. The Beatles. Four of them, four of us. We take all kind of pills that give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know.
Yeehaw!
What's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Rolling Stone.
You wanna see my picture on the cover? Gonna buy five copies for my mother. Wanna see my smiling face
on the cover?
That girl, she's creeping me out. She's not with any of you guys, is she?
Yeah,
she's with me.
So, who's gonna shoot it?
Oh, I want Emily Woods and
Neil Preston. Love and stuff.
There's people out there like you. I thank the Lord there's people out there like you. While more leaders and bad hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can, that is why. No, not if it's dark outside or light. I thought I knew, but now I know that the rose trees never grow in New York City. And I thank the Lord for the people I have found. I thank the Lord for the people I have found. While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night.
I am no good at confessions.
You are the last of my old time friends. Polexia went to England with Deep Purple. Can you believe that? Even Sapphire went someplace else. All she left was her quaaludes. Oh!
Oh, wonderful.
Where's Beth? Where's my friends? Where are my friends?
Front desk?
Where?
Could you please send a doctor? Room 537. Penny, get up.
What?
My wife's had an accident with some quaaludes.
So...
You gotta get up, Penny. Penny, get up.
So...
Get up.
You know that. You know that I'm retired. I've always been. And I'm retired. And I'm tired.
Jane Abbott.
Miss Jane Abbott. Miss Judy Stanton.
Raymond Sanchez.
Seats and tray tables.
Seat backs and tray tables.
And our pending graduate, William Miller, not present.
What if he left me?
We say, don't forget to remember yourselves as you are today, full of hope and the dream that everything is possible.
Penny, no, wake up.
And remember this, 20 years from now.
Well, now that I have your attention, I know you've heard this before, and I've never said this to anybody. Well, nobody who didn't legally have to say it back to me. But, oh, God, why am I so nervous? You'll never remember this. I love you. And I'm about to boldly go where many men have gone before.
Okay, what do we got here? What's your name?
Emily.
Okay, sweetheart. Sit up. Good girl. What'd you take, sweetheart?
I got her legs.
What did you take?
Okay.
What did you take, sweetheart? Come on. Yes, you do. Tell us what you took.
Okay.
Emily, we're going to have to pump your stomach, okay? Emily, wake. Wake up.
We got the tube.
All right,
here,
great.
Here we go. Water.
All right, now you're going to have to swallow this tube.
Wait.
Open.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Emily. Relax.
Come on, swallow.
Okay.
Swallow. Come on. I know.
Right,
swallow this now. No, don't bite on it. Don't bite. Swallow. Emily, come on. Swallow. Very good.
Got it.
There.
Got it.
There we go. All done. There. Now we got to...
So I guess what I'm trying to say is I've done twice the things I said I've done.
What about your mom?
She always said, marry up, marry someone grand. And that's why she named me Lady.
She named you Lady?
Lady Goodman.
Lady Goodman. That's great.
Now you know all my secrets. You got me.
See you back in the real world.
Thank you, William Miller.
I
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eastern Airlines nonstop service to San Diego. In preparation for our departure today, we'd like to ask, please, that you extinguish all flammable items and do return all seats and tray tables to their full.
Back to the party last night, Bob Dylan showed up. He was sitting at our table for what had to be an hour or something, right, Dick?
Yeah.
Just rapping, Bob Dylan, at our fucking table. I was looking for you. I was going to introduce you.
What happened to you last night?
It's a long story.
Pegasus, pretty,
Pegasus. Hi, this is Craig, your pilot. It appears we've caught the edge of that electrical storm we were talking about.
Oh, my
about.
God.
So,
electrical storm?
We're
going to
do our best to get you out.
Fucking
roll.
We shouldn't be here.
Try and land in Tupelo. We found a field to land in.
A field?
I can't breathe. Listen, it's going to be kind of a rough set down, but we should be fine. Just hang in there and we'll get you out of this.
Everyone says so glamorous out here.
You told us we're going to die.
We're
going to
die.
We'll be done.
If something should happen, maybe I never said this enough. I love all of you.
I once hit a man in Dearborn, Michigan. I hit and run. I hit him, just kept on going. I don't know if he's alive or dead, but I'm sorry. Not a day goes by I don't see his face.
Oh my God!
Look, I love you all too. You're like family to me. Especially since Marta left me. Listen, fellas, I just want you to know if I took an extra dollar or two here and there, it's because I knew I'd earned it.
Yeah, I slept with Marta, Dick.
I did too.
I waited until you broke up with me too.
I also slept with Leslie when you were fighting.
You slept with Jeff?
Yeah, but it didn't count. This summer we decided to be free of all rules.
And you say you love me. I don't love you, man. I never did. None of us love you. You act above us, you always have.
Finally, the truth.
You just held it over us like you might leave. Like we're lucky to be with you. And we had to live with it, man. I had to live with you, and now I might die with you, and it's not fucking fair.
Please, enough!
In love with you, Leslie.
Oh, I don't want to hear anymore. Shut up, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Don't laugh, Nick.
What the fuck?
Whatever happens, baby, you're dead.
Don't be self-righteous, Russell. Not now, man. You were sleeping with Penny, that fucking groupie, last summer up until yesterday. Why didn't you tell Leslie that?
Shut up.
I quit.
I'm going to kill you.
I quit. That groupie? She was a band-aid. All she did was love your band. And you all used her. All of you.
You used her and threw her away. She almost died last night while you were with Bob Dylan. You guys are always talking about the fans, the fans, the fans. She was your biggest fan, and you threw her away. And if you can't see that, that's your biggest problem. And I love her. I love her.
What you want.
Didn't anything happen? I mean, after $600 in room service bills.
Didn't you get anything on tape with Russell Hammond?
Where are you in this piece? I mean, what did you want to write? Because this reads like what they wanted you to write.
I obviously saw more than you wrote about.
Something must have happened.
Okay, I think we should push up Flippo's Who cover.
Good, because it's going to take me 3 days to get through this research. It's all handwritten on little bits of paper.
It's a puff piece.
Plus, they refer to all the women as chicks.
Relationship forms.
I mean, as a woman, I have a problem
with
that.
You want them to like you.
I know it's a side issue.
It happens.
It's embarrassing.
Ben! You told me to send what I had. It's not finished. Give me tonight to work on it.
You made friends with them. See, friendship is the booze they feed you. Is they want you to get drunk and feeling like you belong.
Well, it was fun.
Because they make you feel cool. And hey, I met you. You are not cool.
I know.
Even when I thought I was, I knew I wasn't.
Right, because we are uncool. Now, while women will always be a problem for guys like us, most of the great art in the world is about that very problem. You good-looking people, they got no spine. Their art never lasts. Then they get the girls, but we're smarter.
Yeah, I can really see that now.
Yeah, because great art is about, you know, guilt and longing and, you know, love disguises sex, and sex disguises love. Hey, let's face it.
Yeah, you got a big head start.
I'm glad you were home.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
Me too.
You're doing great, man.
The only true currency in this bankrupt world is what you share with someone else when you're uncool.
Listen, my advice to you, and I know you think these guys are your friends.
If you want to be a true friend to them, be honest and unmerciful.
I'm flying high over Tupelo, Mississippi with America's hottest band, and we're all about to die.
Dark. Lively.
Yeah, and it gets better. Did this all really happen?
Give it to me, I'll call and check the quotes.
Holy shit! I just got off the phone with Rolling Stone.
They called me too. What's he using?
Oh, he's using it all. This, according to the fact checker.
So what?
So what? We come off like amateurs. Some average band trying to come to grips with success. Jealous and fighting and breaking up. We're buffoons. Rock and roll can save the world? The chicks are great? I sound like a dick.
You are a dick.
I never said that.
Maybe we just don't see ourselves the way we really are.
Is it that hard to make us look cool?
Russell, this kid has you on acid screaming, "I'm a golden god" from a fan's rooftop.
They used him to fuck us. They'll probably just put you on the cover.
Wait, I never said I'm a golden god. Or did I?
He was never a person. He was a journalist.
It's phenomenal, William. To be quite honest with you, it's sophisticated, it's intelligent. Now, we only had to cut out a couple of graphs.
Jeff Beebe's mother already sent over a whole shoebox full of childhood photos.
She did.
But it's really going to look fantastic.
The band just denied 90% of the story. It's a fabrication. You weren't honest. And worse, you wasted our time.
Did you talk to Russell Hammond?
Russell Hammond is the one who denied it.
Now, wait a second.
Denied it. We're going with the Who. Manuscript's in my office. He's just some fan. What do you expect?
Ben, wait.
You guys, this is my brother.
Nice to finally meet you.
You have a good day.
You guys, I'll deadhead back later. I think I'm needed. Okay. You look awful. But it's great. You're living your life. You're free of mom. Hey, I'll take off work. Let's have an adventure together, you and me, finally. Anywhere you want to go. Anywhere in the world. This is not my idea of a good time.
Just give me my bed.
I'll deal with it.
I forgive you.
I didn't apologize.
That's fine.
tight goodbyes. Is Penny okay?
The Quaaludes incident? Well, wasn't pretty. She could have died. I always told her not to let too many guys fall in love with her. I guess I was wrong. One of them ended up saving her life.
William?
Well, what do you care? I mean, we all know what you did to him. And everybody knows. Even Penny Lane.
Hey, Russell.
Can you believe these new girls? None of them use birth control, and they eat all the steak. But they don't even know what it is to be a fan. And to truly love some silly little piece of music or some band so much that it hurts.
Hello, Penny? It's Russell. Don't hang up. I can't really talk right now. I'm in a room full of people. Actually, I'm alone. And I won't call again, I promise.
But I need to see you face to face because I'm never as good as when you're there. And I can see myself the way you look at me. And I'm sorry. If we could just get together and find some time to talk.
Let's say all the things we never said.
Give me your address.
I'm coming to you. This time.
Got a pen?
I'm Russell Hammond.
So this is the famous Russell Hammond. Come in.
Is she home?
Who? Anita?
Where am I?
Hello?
Hi.
You know, when we spoke, I felt that we connected. Is very important to me, too. And I do think you owe him an apology. I appreciate you showing up.
No, I agree. Ma'am.
There's hope for you yet, Russell.
Hi.
So this is, where the enemy sleeps. You know, I think we both wanted to be with her. And she wanted us to be together.
You should give her a call.
You both live in the same city.
You really think I should?
Yeah. That girl really cares about you. Man, I never even knew her real name. Oh, I called your magazine and told them the truth. And I don't know what they're going to do with it, but I told them every word you wrote was true.
We are going to do this one more time. So, Russell, what do you love about music?
To begin with, everything.
By the window, please.